This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, my Father. Thank you for another month. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another season. Thank you for light that is shining in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Thank you for opening heaven over us. Thank you for so much access. Thank you so much privilege. Thank you so much for so much light. Light that is shining. Thank you for permission that you are giving unto us. Thank you for grace that you are giving unto us. We honor you, Jesus. We give you praise, our Father. Thank you, Jesus. Honor to you, Son of God. Glory to you. Adoration. Praise to you, my Father. Oh, from the rising of the sun to its going down, your name alone shall be praised. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, our Father. Honor to you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Honor you, Son of God. Glory to you, Jesus. Honor to you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. By the help of God, we have been examining the blessing of good that God wants to make us to become good, as the Son of God is good. And to also be, to be made good the way the Heavenly Father is good. And that his children should be good. And that's what they call the children of God, or children of the Father. Children of God or children of the Father in heaven, if you are not good. Every children of God are good. They are good. Christ make us pure. Godliness make us pure, which is a very high estate, that learning of Christ or learning of faith, hope, and charity, which is the grace in Christ Jesus, make a soul to come and fully attend to a place where you are pure in heart and your soul is pure through obedience to the truth that is in Christ Jesus by the Spirit. Unto unfeigned love of the brethren. But we know that nobody can move to becoming good, because the word of good, according to Genesis, is the word of the living. The word of the good, W-O-R-L-D, the word of the good is the word of the living. Is where the living, not very good, is good, is the word of the living. Because they are living. Everything that God created, we are good. And that's why I began to say that to show us things to come of the world to come, because the present world has been corrupted. We can't say anything is good according to God's judgment or what is good on present world anymore. The only thing that is required is that God must raise men that are good in this present world. And what made them good cannot be things of the present, nor the things of the former. It has to be things in the Son and the Father. Things the Son of God and God the Father. And when you have such a thing inside of you, or such a thing have cultured a man within him, or such people have become children of God. You can be a Christian, born again, tongue talking, you're a wonderful believer and saint, but God cannot refer to this. This is the children of God. When you become born again, you came to God's family, but God cannot make a claim totally on you, and Satan will not be laughing and be mocking God. This one you call your child. I know you have died for him. Jesus died for him, shed his blood on the cross. And you are blessed with the Holy Ghost. If I've given some gift of the Spirit. But God, is this one as good as you are? I know the Spirit is a pneuma, which is very important. And the Spirit is seated with Christ in heavenly places. And you have also have delegated authority and power for him to manifest. But this one is not good. His soul is not yet good. And works that is coming out of him are not good works. Works mean what that soul is generating. The conversation, the way of life, the way of living that this person is generating is not good. Because out of the abundance of the heart, what is within, show forth by the way he thinks, by the way he reason, by the way he conclude, by the way what he respond and react. It's not. If he die, we go to heaven. But this one, you cannot say he has inherited your nature of goodness. He has not inherited your heart that is good. He has not inherited the mind, your mind, that is good. He does not have the kind of conscience that you have that is good. Last time, when we were teaching, we taught so much from Romans 12, Titus 2, taught extensively to see what God allowed us to go through as a believer to purge us. Or, let me use the word that John, whom the Father has sanctified, to sanctify us by the good of the Father. What the Father releases to us, the commandment the Father gives to us, to sanctify us. Because what God used to sanctify are commandments and instructions of revealed good works of God. That we can become people that we praise and sing of the good works of God. So, we can see that if everything within us will tell of God's goodness and God's loving kindness. If everything within us we assure, we shine forth the good of God. Like Paul say, "For I find nothing good in my flesh." Although he's even talking good in his flesh. But God wants good to be within our members, our inward members. Because people, this is a criteria for children of God. You see, one of the things that the Lord is very particular, God don't want us to be a people that deceive ourselves. God wants us to know what it means to say, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God, or I'm a child of my heavenly Father. Not just what the imputed work of grace in your spirit man when you give it to Christ, it is eyes, your soul, and much more in your body. A man of God sent me consecration that a servant of God that lived. I said, what? That thing was scary. the kind of consecration he came to God with is scary. What he wrote about his commitment to God. Those things are very, 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 very heavy. And brother, they are heavy. I'm not joking. They are very, very heavy. That tells us that God wants us to attain this place of good. And you know that you cannot say you are good if you have not been made holy like the Father. Another word for goodness is beauty. When they say, man, I've attained good, that thing is beauty. Beauty in the sense of God. And beauty in this, in God's sense, is holiness, is separation. That's why I use the word. It will tell in whom the Father has sanctified. Because when the Father sanctifies you, the sanctification of the Father is holiness to you. So you know that. When the Father sanctifies a man, is to bring into holiness. When Christ sanctifies you, is to bring you to godliness. So the sanctification of Christ brings to godliness. The end of Christ's sanctification. The sanctification of the Spirit of truth in Christ. There's a sanctification of the Word of Christ, but the sanctification of the Spirit of truth of Christ. When Christ sanctifies you, that you become godly, you attain to godliness. Because godliness is a sanctification estate. It's a sanctified life that is in Christ. So godliness is sanctification life that is in Christ. To make a soul godly. And the hallmark of godliness is that soul is contented with only what God can offer him. That's why godliness with contentment is a great gain. You are going to move into great gain. That soul, every other thing that presence can offer him, is not interested in it. Anything the present can offer, things that they're passing away. You get what I'm saying? That has to do with the lust of this world. That soul is not panting for those things, because that soul has been brought under the government of the law of the Spirit of Christ. Has been brought under the law or the Spirit of the life of Christ. So that soul, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and pride of life are no longer contending with that soul. But it's not mean that soul is perfect. But just that soul has gone through the sanctification that is in Christ, which is the sanctification of the Word and the law of Christ. And you don't attain that sanctification until you have journeyed into wisdom, that of Christ, and you have journeyed into righteousness. And righteousness of Christ is power. Say, you know.
Yes, sir.
Righteousness is power. Wisdom, righteousness is what brings a soul sanctification to arrive at redemption. Redemption means they have fully restored this soul or buy back this soul from tutelage and the government. This present war is sitting on that soul. The tutelage. What is that tutelage? Because when the soul have not been sanctified by Christ, that war is undergoing tutelage under the curse of this war. That's what is under the curse of this war. Because that's how Satan tutors soul in the lust of the war, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. That's Ephesians 2:3, call it fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind. And that thing, he called it the conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh. So we can see that when you say, so I've been sanctified, I mean, a soul has escaped the tutelage. The tutelage under the curse of this war. Under the curse of this war. The learning Because when you learn, what do you learn? You learn the cause of this world. A man learn loss of the eyes, loss of the pressure. Because loss of the eyes, they are way that the soul learned. So salvation that is in Christ is to unlearn those, the cause, the path. Then sanctification of the Father, which is supposed to make a man attain place of holiness, which is called goodness. That's another word for goodness is holiness of the Father. And so you're being your Father, which is in heaven. You must be the children of your Father, which is who reign upon the good and the evil. And cause his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Your Father which is in heaven. So Jesus called it here good. Be like your Father which is good. In that Matthew 5, when you begin to move downward and you move into Matthew 13, your Father will give you good things. Won't give you good. Matthew 7 will give you good. But when Peter was referring to that good, he called the good in 1 Peter. There's two things he spoke about the Father. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. And also be holy as your Heavenly Father is holy. So the place of the holiness of the Father and what? And perfection of the Father. So you see there's holy and there's perfect as your Father. So to be good is to be holy. To be good is to be holy. So Peter called that good holy. Jesus Christ called it good. Paul called it in Hebrews 12, holiness. We are partaker of his holiness. And you know, the garment of the priest is holiness, beauty, and glory. And beauty is holiness. Because it says, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. In the beauty of his holiness. Or in the goodness of his holiness. In the beauty of his holiness. Or in the goodness of his holiness. Or in the good of his holiness. So holiness is good. Every goodness that is not holy is not good. So when they say the Lord is good, you can also say the Lord is holy. We say righteous, holy, and good is the Lord. They put those together. Try to talk about that's who God is. Righteous, holy, and good is the Lord. So you can see that when you are talking about good, little children, children of God, are holy. When we say a man has been, should be like, you may be good children of your children of God or children of your Father, that is good. You are simply saying that they are holy, 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 holy Father. Your only child, Jesus. Those are descriptions of nature of God's within. Those are describing the good in God. That's why every holiness is piousness. People try to be holy, but they are mean with their holiness. They're not good. They're not sweet. They say they are holy, but they are cantankerous. Cantankerous bosses. Cantankerous husband. Cantankerous wife. Cantankerous parents. Cantankerous brother to brothers. Cantankerous sister to sisters. That's not goodness. That's not good. You know, have you met some people that say, that man is a good man, but he's not holy. That's why he's not sanctified by the Father. The Father uses goodness to sanctify you. He uses goodness to sanctify you. The Son of God uses goodness to sanctify you. So nobody can arrive at being good and holy without sanctification of the Father. And that salvation of the Father is in the Son. Just like I was teaching that in John chapter 17. Say, Father, I have sanctified them by thy name. And one of his name is called Holy. Say, your name is called Holy. And God used that his name to sanctify the people. So in John 17, 18 to 19, as thou hast sent me unto the world, even as so have I sent them unto the world, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. You always say use the truth to sanctify. He used the name to sanctify. So I'm saying that God uses his truth. God uses his good and uses holiness to sanctify. And when you go through the process of sanctification, you become holy, like as your Father. Peter chapter 1, 13. Gird up the loins of your mind and be sober. Hope to the end for the grace which is to brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children. So these are obedient children. Not fashion yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. So they were former lust that they hid them from. And this obedience came as a result of being sanctified by Christ. So now, they be sanctified by Christ. And they are now ready to be called children. So as obedient children. Not fashion yourself again according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as it were called you is holy. A lot of work. God. So you remember Matthew 5, 9 and 10? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. So children of God, you may say something there. Gather up the loins of your mind. Be sober. And hope to the end that the revelation will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children. Not fashion yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. But you are called is holy. As you are called, you is holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it's written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Then we are like that. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons, judge it according to every man's work. Can you see? So that thing, what will make you holy? Our work. Every man's work. Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. So there's a work that makes you holy. And the word that makes you holy is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. That will bring a grace to you. That grace is to call you to be holy. There's something about that grace. That grace is to make you holy. Or that grace is to make you good. That grace will make you to be good and upright as the Lord. It's a grace that make holy. A grace that make good. And that grace is for obedient children. Obedient children that are doing the work in as they are passing the time of their sojourning. You say they'll do work. And that work comes by revelation of grace. And the grace, as they are multiplying the knowledge of grace. And knowledge of grace, the knowledge of our God, the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Is the grace. Grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. One place said the Lord will give grace and glory. There's nothing good we live without for them. Nothing good we do without. Psalm 84, 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing. Now it's a good thing here. That's exactly Matthew 7. It's a good nature. It's a good heart. It's a good conscience. Those are good things. It's a good nature. good fruit, good conversation, coupled with fear. Or chase conversation. But I'm looking at a good conversation. Those are good things. Wife is a good thing. You don't find a wife, find good thing. But wife is not the good things of the world to come. The wife is a good things of the present, of the former. Because in resurrection, there's no marriage, no gift of marriage. In the world to come, we all shall be like angel of God. So marriage is a good thing in the world, in the former creation. And you can still benefit that thing. It's the good of the present former creation, former world. But it's not the good of the world to come because there's no marriage. If there's any good, it would be good for you to become the wife of the Lamb. Every soul married to the Lamb. But the Lord will give grace and glory. So revelation of grace and glory of God is to communicate good. You say, when they give grace and glory, it's ministry of grace and glory. When the Son of God is ministering grace and glory to you, the ministry of grace and glory is not to withhold the good things from you. It's not to hold back the good thing. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Surely goodness, Samaka. Psalm 23:6. That's when the Lord has shepherded your soul. So there's nothing good that we told. So that good is that when a man have received grace, there's a grace that make you holy. So you need to remember that. Grace for holiness. You find that in Romans chapter 1, from verse 2, which he has promised afore by the prophet in the Holy Scripture concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be son of God. Can you see? Son of God with power. Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness. The Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom also we have received grace and apostolate for obedience to the faith among all nations for his namesake. What is his namesake? For that same attainment of Son of God with power, which eventually qualified us to be, to have also the spirit of holiness. The spirit of holiness is a spirit of raising you. It raises you. When you are raised, it separates you from death. Spirit of holiness is resurrection from the dead. It separates you from the dead and moves you into the class of those who are good. Because when a soul have escaped, region of death, region of the shadow of death, that soul have come to a place of holiness and region of what? Good. God wants to raise good wives. God wants to raise good husbands. God wants to raise good pastor. Joka is called good shepherd. Amakasundaya. Good shepherd. Good shepherd. Amako. Good shepherd. Jesus is called good shepherd. A good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. That's what those are the characteristics of goodness. Good. A good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. When the soul is good, he has learned to lay down. Because you cannot be good if they are not training you. What made you to lay down? John 10, 11, 12. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life. Giveth. He giveth his life. Giveth his life for the sheep. So if the good shepherd, his life is good. Good and upright is the Lord. He giveth his life for the sheep. Good shepherd giveth his life. Good shepherd laid down his life. Where the hireling see the robber and wolf coming, he runs away. But when you are the good shepherd, giveth. The good shepherd laid his life, lay down. Walk upon us to give. And to lay down. That holiness. How do I say it's holiness? It shows the good shepherd is not attached to his life. He's not able to keep his life. So whosoever keepeth his life shall lose it. And whosoever loses his life shall find it. Except the grave called forth the ground that die, he abideth alone. John 12, 24, 25. But if I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall onto the ground and die, it abide alone. But if he die, he bringeth forth much fruit. So when I say, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. He that loveth his life shall lose it. But he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. I'm a good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep. I'm a good shepherd that lay down his life for the sheep. So John 10, 11, 30 say, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, see the wolf coming and leave the sheep and flee it, and the wolf catcher them and scatter the sheep. The hireling flee because it's an hireling and care not for the sheep. So you can see when they are going through the training of being made good, we are separating out. Once you are not going to love your life, why does hireling flee? Because he wants to keep his life. He wants to keep his life. So sheep must lay down their life for sheep. Every sheep must lay down his life for sheep. The way the shepherd is laying down the life for the sheep, sheep must lay down their life for the sheep. The sheep cannot lay down their life for the shepherd. Every sheep must lay down their life for the sheep. My brother, you must lay down your life for your brother. Every good sheep must lay down their life, except you are a goat. That way you find out nations. Every good sheep must lay down their life for that sheep. Every brother that is a sheep must lay down their life for another brother that is a sheep. Every brother that is a good sheep must lay down their life, must give their life. You must give your life. Not give your debts. Give your life. You must love your brother. Love your sister. Every husband must love their wife. Every wife must love their husband. Every parent must love their children. Every pastor must love the sheep of God. I'm able to lay down their life and give their life and not keep it. If the shepherd is giving his life, every sheep must give his life. It's not only that the sheep will not just take the life of the sheep. Why the sheep take the life of shepherd? It's so that they can also be able to give their life to their sheep brothers and their sheep sister, their sheep husband, their sheep wife, their sheep children, their sheep brethren. But the word is said that the hireling fled, verse 13, because he's an hireling, and care enough for the sheep. What does it mean to lay down? To give your life is to care. That's what it means to give your life, is to care. Have care. Care. You remember when Jesus and disciple, they were in the boat. Jesus was sleeping. That was a good shepherd. They said, Master, care not that we perish. A good shepherd will leave 99 sheep and look for the one that are gone astray. And when it comes, he rejoices over it. And one thing that also makes that you are good, that you rejoice with brethren that are rejoicing. If when people have good things, we only can complain. Or you say, no, and it's not everybody that, because people may have things, so I may not be spiritual. You are not mentioning of the expression of God for us. You must rejoice with them that rejoice. Your heart must be good towards them that are rejoicing. You don't look for reason to tend things that people are saying. Time to be critical. When people are happy, be happy with them. Dance with them. Give them gift. Don't just say, it's only God and all those who are serving him. That is not the way of the men that are want to be good. Men that are good, you don't find jealousy in them. Jealousy is uncleanness. You don't find evil speaking in them. You don't find hypocrisy in them. You don't find God in them. Their hearts, they rejoice with good things. When you see somebody have good things of the head, when they see people who rejoice, they go, you are already 35, you are already 40, you are already 50. Don't squeeze your eye, face. That 25 years, 26 years, sister are getting married. Rejoice with them. Give them gifts. Help them out in their shopping. Help them out when they are preparing things. Rejoice with them. You see, this is a commandment must do. That's how God treats our Babele. For those who don't know about it, Babele means things in us that are not yet fully aligned with God, that are not mentioned all the way God does his things. Good, wise, and faithful servant is the one that his master gave him room to be feeding every other servant And when his master shall come, you will find him doing so. So every servant, we are all serving God. God is watching how you are treating other servants also. In Matthew 24. You see, if we are not good, God will not bless us with all his goods. That's what they call all his goods. He shall make him to be ruler over all his goods. That goods is they are treasures. Goodness is a treasure. God can open out of his good treasure of his house. They call it good treasure of his house. A mouth of the good treasures of his house. Good treasure. Halamakos perino. The good treasure of his house. Can you see? A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. So they want to make our heart good. They want our heart to have good treasure, the good treasure. These are the things that make you, say, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth good. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Abundance in goodness. Abundance in goodness. Abundance in goodness. Exodus 35 talk about abundance in mercy. But it's abundance in goodness. So he called it the good treasure of his heart. Exodus 34, 6. The Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. Abundance in goodness. So they wrote that in that look. A good man. Out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. Then they close that, you know, that sea. For of the abundance of the heart. What is in the heart? The good treasure of his heart. The abundance of the heart. His mouth speaks. That's why you cannot say you have good heart. You can't have abundance of goodness in your heart and speak evil of your brother. You can't. You can't say you have good treasure of your heart. Say, me, you know, I have good heart. No, I mean good thing. I mean good though, but I just that you can't trust any man. Many that things happen. Own up. God. Ah, oh God, my heart is not good. My heart is not good enough. That you have a flash of bad things about your brother. Flash thing about his wife. Flash about their children. Flash thing about your sister. You should catch yourself in the catch yourself. Don't let yourself escape. Say, I don't catch you. Like Paul said, something is in my flesh. It's not good. This thing is not good. And judge it. Judge yourself. That don't mean you say, but I'm not bad. I know you're not bad. But don't you want to be plenteous in goodness? Abundance. That place, another place, they call that abundance. It's called plenteous in mercy and in goodness. Plenteous. Good man, don't want to be plenteous. Can you there will be plenteous in goodness? I would like to have plenteous in goodness. Psalm 86, 5. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. Plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. The more we are good, the Lord told me, nobody will come for help that you won't be able to render help. Nobody will come for you for help that will be able to render help. Even if you just say, my brother, I don't have much, but this is what I can do for you. Because you are so abundant in goodness. You are plenteous in mercy. That was what I was teaching. It's also in beatitude. It's the attitude of that. Being good like your father. Look, I taught it. Give to him that asks thee, and for him that will borrow of thee, turn not thy away. Those are goodness. Those are good hearts. Treasures of good hearts in that. And sometimes you will see somebody taking advantage of you.
Yes.
But don't turn away. The person is taking advantage of you. The person is despisingly using you. He's choosing to take care of himself. And you know, but don't turn. Those are tricks that will subject you to make you good. And don't think, you know, but we do. You say, no. You keep giving excuses. You are forgiving him. You are forgiving. I will say, if he comes to you 7 times, that's what he's saying. You keep forgiving. He turn back to you. Don't turn him back. Can you see that we can be good? I have joy in my soul that I will be like this. I'll be like this. These are character of incorruptible nature. When a man is like this, it's hard for corruption to heat up to him because of the treasure that is in his heart, treasure that's in his conscience, treasure that is in his soul. Corruption cannot easily eat up the heart because that heart is getting immunity. is against corruption. They are treasures. These are treasures that rot and mold cannot corrupt. A good man, he has laid up treasures in his heart. Lay not for yourself treasures upon the earth where mold and rot does corrupt, where thief doth break through and steal, but lay up for yourself treasure in heaven where neither mold and rot does corrupt and where thief do not break into. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be. So treasure should be in the heart, so that your heart can be where your treasure is. So, you know, I encourage us, do little investment. But as you are doing investment, don't put your heart in non-investment of the earth. So put your investment in your brothers. Put your investment in brethren. Invest in brethren's life. Invest in brethren's business. Find out from brethren. Make men that know how to analyze business. In analyze business, brethren business. And put your money there. Because when they fail, you might be receiving two everlasting habitations. Children of this world, they are wise. A man, he puts the money of his father in what? With friends. His friends, men that he does business with. So you too, you should put your investment with your brothers. Because that man, he made friends with investor of his oga, of his boss. You to make in your investment in your brethren. Invest in their life. Invest in their children's life. Invest in their marriage. Invest in their businesses. Invest your time there. Invest your energy there. Invest your money there. I'm not saying you should waste your money. Talk to your pastors. Talk to your leader. Which of the brethren have no income of money? The business that you know that is fair, but they are running very well. That's why we encourage brethren to make sure they standardize their business and process. Do your business very well. Your book in your business be well detailed. Because sometimes your brother may want to even obey this commandment. But if you are not, if you are just doing one more bit, you are just doing things on your own, you are not accountable, you don't do things very well. Even when they want to do it, because you don't want that money also to disappear. So I'm telling those who do business, you should do things very well. Audit your account, do your this thing, structure your business very well. So that brethren, I want to obey this commandment. But even they can come to pastor, and pastor look around, they cannot find one. Your leaders cannot find one. You don't want Satan to look advantage that brother become offended in God. There's one he can give, but there's some money he may not be able to give. There's some money that could say, add this one, I'm giving you for your business. You are struggling with your business. Add this. So but there's one that you want to put in your business to run it, to make it grow. So I'm saying this opportunity to also call for our brethren that are doing business all across our community. Let's learn business, how to do business well. Go for school. Go. Know how to do business well. Learn. Follow the name of the Spirit. Master the name of the Spirit. Master the presence of the Spirit. Learn very well. Submit yourself to the Holy Ghost. So that brethren, it's easier for brethren to obey this commandment when they come to pastors and leaders in our churches. It's easier for them. They can obey this commandment. They will not be using you to begin to use or forgive. They will agree, but it's not good that you are the one that everybody's willing to learn to forgive. You also do what you should do. Train, learn. Go for mentorship program. Let them train how to run business, how to scale up your business for men that are doing it better and have built something good. And they are Christian. They may not necessarily, some of them may not be in this water, but they are good. They are built up, but they are born again, child of God, filled with Holy Ghost. They may not be in this water, but you feel that they are built up a business that is reputable. Learn from them. Let them instruct you, be a good mentor to them. They are born again, child of God. They have good marriages, have good marriage, they have good character. Go and learn from them. Let them be your mentor. Let them teach you how to grow things. Don't just stay as local champion that brethren want to help, brethren want to bring something, but they can't bring because fear that you mismanage it. Please, I beg you, I'm appealing to us. Let's provoke one another to love. These are conversations that Jesus will see on earth that will make him to close the age. If these conversations are not, if we prefer to put our money with outsider, we prefer to put our money in the financial world, this system, that putting our money in our brethren, we are still falling short in commandments and conversation of love. And the age will not close. Opportunity for us to be trained to become good, we are running away from it. And those things mean we are keeping our life. We are keeping our life because often the Bible, I don't come on to give my money to my sister that is running business. God, I'm keeping my life. I feel that eating money is all my saving. I've saved it up. I don't want to lose it. Sometimes, even because of that, we are putting ourselves at a place of disadvantage. God cannot even instruct us because we are afraid of losing money than losing life. But some of this teaching is going to work upon our conscience to raise our conscience back to life, to give us better judgment. But as is when there also our brethren that are doing business also, you must work hard. You must go and learn how to do business well. You have been doing this, your catering business. You have been doing this, your laundry business. You have been doing this, your data. You have been doing this. Don't just stay there. Go and learn those who are doing very well. Let them train you. Submit yourself to mentorship. 2 years, 3 years mentorship. They are Christian. They are born again. They may not be around us. Go and learn. Go and submit under them. Let them train how to raise all a small business into business. Then so that the resources can easily come from bread. And some of these resources will come. Some of them are not going to put you for bank that will say, go and look for collateral. They are giving to you with what? And trust. But also you cannot let down their trust. I'm balancing it. Because some of them, they are afraid. We are also, the bank they are putting to, they also fear the bank also can collapse. But to them, they want to keep their life. Which is wrong. Whosoever keeps life shall lose it. Those because that money is their life. But money should never be your life. Even when you give the bread, you can't bread. Even if this money, if you don't bring it back, just do your business. But that does also give you excuse of bread not to do it well too. God's expectation for you is that you two should do your business well and don't lose bread's money. That's what Jesus Christ wants. That's why you got to talk about the parable of a man that gave one talent. He came back, he gave it back to him. The master did not commend him. The master was not happy with him. So God will never be happy with you if your brethren give you money to manage, to use to run your business. God, they are giving to you on trust. They are not collecting anything and you mess it up. It's not going to be happy with you. Don't stay where you are. Go and look for mentorship. Look for Christian mentors. Look for Christian people that have developed their thing. Don't stay in limited. Go and look for born again child of God, Holy Ghost free. Some of them are in our churches. Not, I'm talking about not only their sons in the community, but also many of them that are good, that they are people you can see that they are not ashamed of their faith. They're not ashamed of their pain of them that they talk about their faith. In a lot of BB's church, they are not ashamed of their faith. They say they are born again. They are not scared. Go and learn from them. Go and let them mentor you. I do this thing once, sir. I would like you to mentor me. Stay. How can I build up? How can I scale up my business? How can I know how to manage? They will show you secrets. Go and be accountable to them. As under your pastors of your churches, say, I fear that this thing. And as your pastor is balanced, if they say anything, you come and tell your pastor will balance it up. Okay, this one, take the one. Just seal it up. But they are good for you to be able to build something. They don't collect bribe. They don't know how to blame. They are not corrupt. But they will give you wisdom. This is what you should do. They will give you wisdom. They impart grace. They impart wisdom. He that work with the wife will be wise. And what's the reason why they are wiser? They may not be speaking our language, but you know that they are born again. They are child of God. They fear God. Then, why not? Go and learn from them. Learn from them. Let them mentor you. Let them instruct you how to do business. Because they have done it. Every mistake you're going to make, they have made it. And they have learned from it. So you don't need to make those mistakes. They will tell you, this is a pit for this, this is a puffer. This is how you should do it. This is how you should do. They tell you opportunity. They open up the opportunity for you and you do it well. And some of those people, you may need to pay for their internship and pay for their mentorship. Pay! So long they are believers. They are born again. And they are filled with Holy Ghost. But do that under the oversight of your pastor. Prayerfully pray and get direction and do that. Because I can tell you, not everything that a pastor may be able to teach, not everything. There are some something that you need that a pastor may not be able to teach. He can come to counseling and guide. He can bring for guidance. But he may not be able to teach in total details as what you need them. So don't do it outside from your leaders and pastor. Let them guide you. And whenever you speak to them, bring out this is what I learned. They also let them help you sieve it so that you don't take poison. But I can tell you, but they are born again, child of God, filled with Holy Ghost, that will help you. And that's why we are doing this thing, because resources that God will bless your brethren with so that they can be able to obey God's commandments. God will instruct them. By the time they open up their heart, it's here for the God to instruct them, take this money that you have, take this 10 million, take this 20 million, take this 30 million, go and give it to your brother that is doing this thing. Let him use it to do his business. And you'll be able to grow in it. God wants you to grow also. And you also become faithful as a good steward. Because they are giving to be a good steward of it. He said, in stewardship, it's required to be faithful. But sometimes you may not be able to be. It's not because you're not bad. It's just that you don't know how to manage, how to run things, how to operate things. The Lord will bless us with a lot of help in the name of Jesus. So you can see that a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bring that which is good out of the abundance of the good treasure of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So I was saying that you cannot speak evil of your brother. You cannot speak evil. You cannot have guile in you and say you are good. You cannot keep malice in your heart and say you are good. Envy is in your heart. You can't. You cannot see your brother in need and shut your bowel of compassion and say you are good. You shut it down. You say, go and prosper. You can see your brother in need and shut up the bowl of compassion and say, God bless you. Be filled and go. Jesus also talk about we are a judge of the Lord when you judge our brother because you are not good enough in your heart. 1 John 3:16-17. Hereby perceive the love of God. We perceive it. That's not free of God, but we just perceive the love of God. We perceive. We came into perception, discerning, understanding the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us. Because you see, so every shepherd, good shepherd, give it and lay down his life. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. My brother, I must be able to lay down my money for my brethren to use to do business. So I said, Daddy, yes. You see, this may be hard, but it's true. You see, one thing that if we are not there yet, but we must be working towards it. Well, every pastor of local churches must be training those who are doing businesses to be more competent, to be able to manage resources of brethren that brethren will give to them. Because brethren will not collect the resources. They are doing it on trust. But our brethren that are doing business also must be a good steward what they commit to them. But my brother, this thing was, they are written in epistle. You read three reports, talk about, Paul was trying to say, our sister Phoebe, every place they require you, the business, he say, render to her. That is, if we require some loan for you, give it to her. And some of us say, it's true. We may not be there yet, but we know that that is what we are going to do to close the age. These are commandments we are going to do. You see, we must know where we are journeying towards. How we must start looking like. And that's why everybody must be a person that can provoke one another to love. We must provoke one another to love. Romans 16:1-2. I commend unto you, that I recommend Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria, that you receive her in the Lord as becoming saint, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she had need of you, for she had been a succor of many, and of myself also. So this is a sister. It's a succor to many. Many people that have problem, they go to her because she was running a business. She was into business. She take money from her business. But he said to many, but you know that she now say, anyway, she require you, they should render to her whatsoever she in that business she had need of you. This is an apostle writing. It's a commandment he gave to the church of Rome. This is a church that wants to obey the commandment of the everlasting God. I'm not saying to you to go and just throw your money away. That's why you need to go to a leader in the church. Then be a sister. They will put a basket. They will design. God will make pastors of churches to design something. Maybe where people can put resources, where they can give in trust. They are not giving it free, but they drop it where they can give to brethren that are ready to do something. They encourage brethren that can manage those funds. They're able to give to people that can manage it, that needs it to run things. Because we can't just take our money and put it in a bank. And that's a brethren we go to a bank and they tend to go and bring for collateral and they also be charging 30% interest. And that money, we have it, but we carry it and go and put it in an investment outside. Where people that needs it are around. But what caused that thing is that we want to keep our life. We that are such a result, we should know that what we are doing, we are keeping our life. We don't want to lose it. And if you're not there yet, I understand. I'm not criticizing anybody, but we must know that we must get there. You must be obeying God. You may not be able to do it in the next 1 year. You may not be able to do it in 2 years' time, but you should know that I must do this thing the next 3 years. Yes, I must be able to carry my 30 million, 50 million and give it to brethren that is doing business, to run business. Instead of subjecting them to pressure, where they will go outside and go and look for somebody that will give them, they will take go and bring a collateral and also charge them 30%, 25% interest. These are commandments of the everlasting God. These are commandments that will make us become good, like our Heavenly Father is good. All of us must gravitate, we must receive grace to gravitate towards this thing. We must not settle on our malice. We must not settle down that, brethren, no, no, brethren, you give them things and they are, no. If that's your speech, you are not yet good enough. Brethren are not like that, but daddy, you don't know brethren. Yes, they are not like that yet. But we must all work towards becoming like this in 1, 2, 3 years' time. We must all work. We must give the work. We must give the obedience required to make us like that. We must not be stubborn. We must not be people that are heady. We must not be people that are bent on our way. That will not be able to any pastor is teaching. I don't care, you know. No. Our hearts must be sober. We must be tender hearted. Because we desire to overcome corruption. We desire to become sinless. We desire to become deadless. And these are things that we must do. These are fruit we must bear to show that we are journeying towards that. So that we are not just deceiving ourselves. We can't deceive ourselves. So in that John chapter 10, he said, for the hireling, care not for the sheep. that word brought me. We must have care. Care for one another. You know, Paul was spanking the church of Macedonia and Philippian church. He said, for his care, as again, care for him, as arise again their heart. In Philippians 4, verse 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at the last, your care of me have flourished again. When you were also careful, but you lack opportunity. This church was in a deep poverty. But Paul said, their care. You see, if our brethren receive care from an outsider, if unbeliever care for believer more than church, for not our brethren, we are not doing well. The nature of a good shepherd, the nature of good sheep, the nature of good fold is that they care for each other. They care for each other. And it's in their caring for, you see, people in the head, government don't care for their citizens. Politicians don't care. Men enter the politics just to propagate their generation. No, that was why God removed Saul. Saul only cared to entrench his own thing. It's like David, that was a shepherd man, that care. God used him. He was following Eve. He was following Eve. And God took him there to come and care for his children, Israel. I'm teaching a thing that make us good. Things that we must give our soul to. Conversation must give ourselves to. So that we can be good like our Heavenly Father. Psalm 78, 70, 72. He chose David, also his servant. He's the servant of God. And took him from the sheepfold. From following the ewes, great with the young, brought him. To feed Jacob his people. And Israel is inheritance. So he fed them according to integrity of his heart. And guided them by the skillfulness of his hand. Can you see? For everybody that is doing business, that you need to be skillfulness of his hand. And integrity of heart. You have both skillfulness in the business and you have also integrity of heart. And brethren that have resources, you too, you are skillful to know where you should put it. And also integrity of heart. Because people, that is what we must give ourselves to. We must not be people that are lazy in our business. We must not be people that are lazy. We are not perfect in the spirit. We are not diligent in the spirit. We should not be slothful in business. Perfect in the spirit. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Romans 12, 10, 13. Not slothful in business. You can't be slothful in your business. You can't be slothful in your career. You can't be slothful in doing good to your brethren. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing, patient in tribulation, continuing time in prayer, despite the necessity of the saint, giving to hospitality. So we can see the training they want to give to us. These are training that make a man good. And I say, this training, I say, is come by sanctification of the Father. I mean, the Father will train you until you will be separated from things. You will be separated from your money. You will be separated from goods. You love brethren more than money. You love brethren more than interest. Investment interest. You see, God will know if you are holy. God will know if we are truly holy. If we are truly holy. God will know. And God cannot be mocked. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that he shall reap. God cannot be mocked. They that sow to the flesh, with the flesh, reap corruption. And they that sow to the spirit, will live life everlasting. God's people, so I'm talking, I feel that like we must write this thing down. We must write this as a consecration we're going to keep. We may not be there yet. This is our sanctification that the Father must bring us into. Where we are sanctified from things and we are ready to lay down our life. Like that 1 John said, 1 John 3 said, hereby perceive the love of God. Love of God, there means the love of the Father. Hereby perceive the love of God because he laid down his life for us. And we have to lay down our life for the brethren. For whosoever had this world goods, you have it. Whosoever have this world goods, this world good. I love that one. Not goods, this word good, and says, "Brother, have need," and shorted up his bowels of compassion for me. I dwell the good of God in him. That love of God is the good of God in him. I dwell the love of God. I dwell the good of God in him. I dwell the holiness of God in him. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And if it's the Holy Ghost, it will make our heart holy. Nothing is more important in our heart than our brothers. Nothing is more important in our heart than our wife. Nothing is more important in our heart than our children. Nothing is more important in our heart than our sisters in the Lord. Nothing is more important in our heart than our pastors. As a pastor, nothing is more important in our heart than the sheep of Jesus Christ. Nothing is more important in our heart than Jesus. Nothing is more important in our heart than the Father. The way we place all these things are more than goods and things of this world. That's holiness. That's sanctification. That's sanctification of the Father. That's the holiness of the Father. That's being good. Those are the things they say, that this man is good. He put his brother more than his money ahead. He put his wife ahead of himself and ahead of his money. He put things ahead. He put God ahead of things. David said it in Psalm 16. I put the Lord always before me. Always, always, always. Always before me. I put the Lord always before me. I set the Lord always before me. You set the bread always. You set the Father always before me. Always before me. This is holiness. This is a work of sanctification of the Father and the soul. This is what it means when you say man is holy. If we are not like this, we can't come to perfect. It's a man like this that can look for better hope that is to come. This is a good state. These good works and labor of love that we must show towards his name. To bear the nature of the Father is his name. His nature. To say the labor, the good works and labor of love that we show towards his name, towards his nature. Nature is like the nature of being good. We want to be good. Good and all praise is the Lord. The good nature of the Lord. Good tree. We are like good shepherd. Oh my God. Oh my God. Circumcise our heart. Cleanse our heart. Walk upon our heart, Jesus. Oh Jesus, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us to love you more than loving things. Help us to love our brethren than loving things. Help me to love my wife than loving myself. Help me to love my brothers and my sisters than loving myself. Work holiness in me. Sanctify me by the revelation of your truths. Sanctify me by the revelation of the truth of the Son of God. Cause me to walk in the way of the Son of God. Cause us, help us. Sanctify us by your truth. Sanctify us by the word of your truth. Sanctify us by the word of God. Sanctify us, law of God. Make us sanctify us. Where things are nothing, but you and our brethren, you suffice. Sanctify us, Jesus. Sanctify us, separate us, make us holy. Make us holy. We want holy. We want to be holy as our Heavenly Father is holy. We want to be good as our Heavenly Father is good. Make us holy, Lord. Make us holy. I want to be holy. Make my brethren holy. I want to be holy as you. Holy one, you are separated. Separate us. Separate us, Jesus. Separate us, our Father. Oh, separate us, separate us, separate us, separate us. We want separation. We desire separation in our heart. Separate us by good gifts. Separate by good light. Separate us, separate us. Bless us with good light. Bless us with good understanding. Oh, give us good understanding of your law. Good understanding. Psalm 119. Good understanding. Bless us with good understanding. How they that love thy law. Oh, good understanding. How they that love thy law. Bless us with good understanding, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Father. Help us, Jesus. Show us mercy, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.